You're sitting on a bench outside of a small cafe, soaking in the ambience of this tiny jungle village. You've only just arrived, but you can already tell it's one of a kind. Small, colourful houses line narrow streets in the centre of town. Moving away from the centre, the space between each home increases until everything disappears into a wall of dense, green jungle. It's a busy morning, or so it seems. You hear insects buzzing and humming. Every now and then, this rhythmic background noise is interrupted by birds chirping and monkeys screeching off in the distant treetops. The sounds come from every direction. The jungle is a chorus of unified voices. The more you listen, the clearer it becomes. Costa Rica is teeming with wildlife. It's still early. Villagers are only beginning to exit their homes. One of them approaches you with a warm, confident smile and introduces himself. You detect a pleasant accent. He's your guide on this adventure. He's lived here his whole life and is excited to share some of the sights that he holds dear. The man is short, but exudes a vibrance similar to the jungle surrounding you. He looks like he could teach you a few things about living here. He carries a small pack with everything you two will need today. You follow him toward the edge of the village, winding through narrow alleyways, between houses, and among children heading to school. The air is warm and humid. With each breath you take, you feel a rich, pungent smell permeating the air. It's a mix of wet soil, wood, flowers, and decaying vegetation. As you cross the line of trees marking the beginning of the jungle, the smell becomes more intense. No matter where you look, you see plants growing and blooming. Even though you walk on a well-trodden path, you can't move without touching at least some of the plants. You recognize ferns and some wild orchids, but there are so many species that you never even knew existed. Your guide makes sure to tell you about some of them, but there's no way he could tell you everything. There's just too much variety. It gives you a feeling of newness that you haven't experienced since childhood. Deeper inside the forest, you come across some very old trees. It feels like entering a land of giants. You're tiny compared to the trees, stretching their heads to the sky. Each has a large trunk and a root system that reminds you of tentacles. They jut out of the ground in craggy outcroppings and wind together with roots from others nearby. This strong base supports a lush canopy with leaves and fruit about 30 meters overhead. Most of the trees have thick vines wrapped around them or hanging from their branches. These are called lianas. They twist and curve, connecting trees like a system of highways that turn the canopy into a bustling metropolis hundreds of feet off the ground. You tilt your head up and admire the dense blanket of green above. You can barely see the sky, but it's up there, of course. It's not raining now, but there always seems to be a drop of water falling here. Only a tiny amount of light actually reaches the forest floor through the canopy. The shade is pleasant in this tropical environment. You continue along the path, a few paces behind your guide, feeling the ground soften beneath your feet with each step.